This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following, of course, the YouTube page, 94WIP. Check it out there for all our video content. And today is a it's a bittersweet day in Philadelphia. I think the weather outside, as it's pouring buckets on Market Street here in Philadelphia, is, I think, apropos, because it is a day to celebrate a great career, a great Eagle, I believe the greatest Eagle, but it's also a day that's, you know, I think a lot of people are going to feel melancholic today and feel a lot of emotions as Philadelphia says goodbye to Jason Kelce. Kelce took the podium yesterday a little bit after 1 o'clock during the midday show. Proud that we were able to air that during our show, Hugh and I. And he sat up there for 41 minutes and poured his heart out. And listening, and I listened back on my drive in today, second time listening to the full Jason Kelce retirement press conference and speech. And so many things hit me listening to this guy. But the number one thing that hit me as I've thought about Kelce and his career and the player and the person is that Jason Kelce truly was the ultimate Eagle. He stands alone for me now as the greatest Eagle of all time. And you could say, Joe, you know, maybe Reggie White was a better player. And I'm not going to argue with you. Reggie White is one of the top five players in pro football history. But Reggie White also finished his career elsewhere, won a championship elsewhere, started his career before he even got here with the USFL. Jason Kelce really was, for all the reasons that he went over yesterday, the ultimate Eagle. I don't know if there ever was a better blend of a person, a personality, an upbringing, blue collar, father a steelworker, you know, brotherly love as he talked about with he and his brother, and a city than Kelce and Philadelphia. Not a high pick, not supposed to be great, an underdog mentality at every turn. Even when you think it's going well, and obviously early in his career went well enough for him to start right away and become a good football player, then there was a downturn and there was doubt. And Jason Kelce fought through all of that. I mean, the 2016 season, he mentioned it, he went through it. And I remember during that time, I was here part-time at WIP, but I also worked for NJ.com. And I was, you know, I had a variety of roles, but basically I was a writer that wasn't covering any particular sport, but was covering all of the sports. And I would fill in and go to Major League Baseball games with Yankees, Mets, Phillies. I would also go to the Eagles, Giants, Jets, wherever they needed me for NJ.com at that point. But I was doing our Eagles podcast there. With Elliot Shore Parks, who obviously, you know, eventually came over here with me at WIP, and that's where we both are now. And Elliot was our beat writer, one of our beat writers for the Eagles. And we were awaiting that season. Then when the offseason began before, you know, in between 2016 into 2017, we were awaiting the Jason Kelce trade and the news on that. That's how much was out there. That's how many rumors were out there that Kelce wouldn't be here in 2017. Of course, they didn't trade him. And he went on to make all these all-pro teams and cement his place as a Hall of Fame player all here in Philadelphia. You know, when you think about great athletes that connect with cities and that are all-timers in that city, I think, you know, a couple things come to mind. Number one, you have to be a great player. Kelce checked that box. He became an all-time player. You don't make six all-pro teams without being an all-time player. And he is clearly a Hall of Fame player. You also connect with a city in a unique way if you are the leader of the team. You know, I think back to, you know, guys like Jimmy Rollins with the Phillies and Chase Utley with the Phillies, Ryan Howard with the Phillies. Everyone had different connections to them, but Jimmy, you know, was the outward vocal leader, and that mattered. Allen Iverson connected with so many in Philadelphia because he seemed to wear his heart on his sleeve and play with an intensity that matched the city. But ultimately, Jimmy Rollins played elsewhere. Ultimately, Chase Utley played elsewhere. Ultimately, Ryan Howard declined to the point where he wasn't very good at the end. Ultimately, Iverson played elsewhere. Dawkins played elsewhere. Reggie played elsewhere. There is something truly special about a player that's able to play his whole career in one spot. And while Mike Schmidt did that, Mike Schmidt in his time did not have the love and adoration. He didn't. And he talked about that. And it was more combative. Jason Kelce seemed to connect and get it from day one. And there was a lot of parts of yesterday that I loved listening to Kelce. But one thing that struck me, and you could say it was a message to his current teammates, you could say it was a message to future Eagles, when he talked over and over again about what it takes to play here, what fans expect, the great that comes for an athlete playing here, and how you have to handle yourself as an athlete. Stop worrying about what people say. Stop worrying about the soft stuff. Just go out there and play your hardest and give your all and show everyone here in Philadelphia that you care as much as we care, and that's it. I don't know if I've ever seen an athlete that gets the city more than Jason Kelce. And he's explained it over and over again that it's not that hard. It's not that complicated. If you give your all, they're going to love you back, and we're going to love you back in a way that is unique to anything else in pro sports. It really is. And I love that when Kelce talked about how the Eagles are the biggest story, and the biggest story by far every single day in this city. There comes a responsibility with that, and Kelce did it. And then you throw on top of all this.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
That he was, you know, and I don't even know if it was in the moment, because that team that year was such a unique team with different personalities and players, the Wentz injury, that Foles took over, the Doug Peterson stuff. But when you look back now, who is the face of the 2017 Eagles? It's Jason Kelce. He's, you know, in retrospect become the face. The Super Bowl parade speech really kind of pushed that forward. But he's the guy. If you look at the Eagles in 2017, and you say, Joe, how many of those guys are locks to go to the Hall of Fame? I say it's only Kelce. I think Lane Johnson has a very good case eventually. We'll see if he plays his whole career here in Philadelphia, much like Kelce did. But right now, today, I have one lock from the 2017 Eagles that is a Hall of Famer, one lock from the 2017 Eagles that's a Hall of Famer that put his whole career here, and one lock from the 2017 Eagles that gave that speech and put his face to the words of that football team, and that's Jason Kelce. He is the image we think about when you think about the greatest week in the history of Philadelphia sports, the Super Bowl championship, the great game by Foles, the offensive explosion, the championship, the play by Brandon Graham, all that to the parade. The number one guy you think about, the image you think about from the greatest week in Philadelphia sports is Jason Kelce. You think about him. And now as he departs, as a guy who's going to be, you know, 2020, I can't wait to go on a Fans of Philly trip to go to Canton, Ohio. I've never been to Canton, Ohio. I don't know if I'll get a chance to go between now and then, perhaps. But if I don't, I can't wait to make that my first trip to Canton, Ohio. I already talked to my son last night about does he want to come? Does he want to go? He'll be 14 at that time. So if we take a Fans of Philly trip, he'll certainly be old enough and big enough to come on that kind of adventure and go to Canton, Ohio. I can't wait to be there for that. It's going to be an emotional day. It's been an emotional day in Philadelphia just since that press conference. And, you know, the intensity he brought to the position, the intensity he brought to the game, the love he brought to football, it all matched this city more than anybody I've ever seen. He surpassed everybody because he checked every box. You know, a lot of athletes around this city and have played for one of the teams here have checked a box or checked lots of boxes and have been all-timers. But to check every single box is a unique thing. And then I don't think it should be lost on what he accomplished as a player and what the Eagles, I should say, accomplished with him as literally and figuratively the centerpiece of the offense for all those years, okay? I'm going to go through some of the remarkable things he was part of on the Eagles' offense, okay? LeSean McCoy rushed for the most rushing touchdowns in a season in 2011. Jason Kelce was the center of that football team. LeSean McCoy in 2013 rushed for the most yards ever in an Eagles season. Jason Kelce was his center. In 2013, Nick Foles had one of the greatest single seasons, the best touchdown interception ratio in Eagles history, 27-2. Jason Kelce, of course, the center for that. Carson Wentz becomes the MVP favorite in 2017, threw for 33 touchdowns, the most in Eagles history. Jason Kelce was the center. In 2017, the Eagles had 41 points and 538 yards in their Super Bowl victory. Jason Kelce was the center on every single one of those snaps. There's been one 4,000-yard passer, or there was, in that year, in 2019, the first 4,000-yard passer in Eagles history. We know who the center was. That was Jason Kelce. Okay, 2021, Nick Sirianni's first year, the Eagles ran for more yards than any season in the history of the franchise, 2,715 yards. Jason Kelce was the center on that team. In 2022, the year the Eagles went to their second Super Bowl with Jason Kelce, they scored 477 points. It's the most the franchise has ever scored in a season. Jason Kelce, of course, was the center on that team. In 2023, Jalen Hurts rushed for 15 touchdowns. It's tied for the most a quarterback has ever run for. You know who the center blocking for him was? That was Jason Kelce. In two Super Bowls, the Eagles put up 41 points and 35 points. They averaged in two Super Bowls with this guy playing every snap at center. They averaged 38 points per game on the biggest stage. He's calling out the protections. He's snapping the football. He's leading the offensive line. It was him. If you think back to the last 13 years of Eagles football, it was him. It was Jason Kelce. I believe he's the greatest Eagle of all time. We will see number 62 jerseys forever in Philadelphia. He checked all the boxes of leadership, of toughness, of accountability, of overcoming obstacles, of being an underdog, of being a great, great player that will go in the Hall of Fame, of never playing in another city, of being a leader. He spanned all the years of all the different coaches from Andy to Chip to Doug, to Nick, played in two Super Bowls, won a Super Bowl. There's ever been a more accomplished Philadelphia Eagle and only a Philadelphia Eagle. And as he leaves now, the bittersweet part is, you know, for all of us as fans, we're never going to have to watch him play football again. That hurts. For me, as a talk show host at WIP, I've never spoken about the Eagles without Jason Kelce. My first show here at WIP was in 2013. I remember it vividly. It was in October on a Saturday night. I did the 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. shift at the old 400 Market studio. My first shift on WIP. I was nervous. I believe I opened the show by talking about Foles versus Vic. What do you know? I'm talking about some sort of quarterback controversy. Who should start the rest of the season? What's the you know, is this about this year or the future? All that kind of stuff. Jason Kelce was the center. And that was, you know, we're now in 2024. I've never spoken about an Eagles team to you guys on the air, podcast, YouTube, whatever, without Jason Kelce as the center of the football team. It's going to be bizarre. Now, can the Eagles replace him as a player? You know, time goes on. Life goes on. Football goes on. You know, we could have said things like this about, you know, Brett Favre, and then along came Aaron Rodgers, and then Aaron Rodgers, and along came Jordan Love, and looks like he's going to be a really good quarterback. So there's always the next player. There's always the next era. You know, you never are irreplaceable in the game of football. It's kind of what makes football so much fun, is that there's always the next man up. And I think Kelce would probably agree with that. But he's going to be hard to replace, harder than most, because of the other stuff he brought, the leadership aspect. They'll find a center that could play. It's probably Cam Jurgens. And they'll with Jeff Stoutland, put together a good offensive line. But Kelce will be missed. Selfishly, I think we all hope he stays in the community. We know he's got big and significant things on his horizon in his career. His podcast is obviously incredible with his brother. But look, Is he going to be on Amazon? Is he going to be on CBS, NBC? I don't know where he's going to be. I will watch, and I think he'll do a great job wherever he goes next. I hope he continues his summer, Eagles Autism Foundation push in Sea Isle, and WIP could be part of that for years to come because that is an amazing cause. Watching him last year chug a beer with James Seltzer was just totally, totally wild, and one thing I'll never forget. So an incredible career, an incredible retirement speech yesterday. I can't wait to be in Canton for the Hall of Fame speech he'll have in 5 years. I believe he'll be a first ballot guy in 2029. And I don't think it's far-fetched. I don't think it's over the top to say he surpassed everyone from Brian Dawkins, Reggie White. You pick your favorite Eagle over the years. If you go back to Chuck Bednarik, whoever you want to put in there, I believe Jason Kelce is the ultimate Eagle. He is the best Eagle of all time. He will go down and be remembered as, I think, a lot of people's favorite Eagle of all time. I'm hearing people calling to the morning show today on my drive in crying. People older than him. It's one thing to be a younger generation, to be a teenager of 20, and Kelce's all you kind of know in terms of greatness as an Eagle, and you say he's my favorite guy. No, but I think he transcends that. Jason Kelce was that. He turned into and became the ultimate Eagle. What a career. What a player. A Hall of Famer on the field and off. He represented the Eagles exceptionally in every way. He will be impossible to replace as a leader. He'll be difficult to replace as a player. And when it's all said and done, those 62s, we'll see him forever. What a career. Congratulations, Jason Kelce, on a dominant and special and all-time career in Philadelphia. It was an honor for me, and I think for all of us, to get to watch him play that position with a unique ability. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily. What a career. Congratulations to Jason Kelce, the ultimate Eagle.
It's winner take all time in the NBA and NHL, and FanDuel's giving you a shot to bring home a big win of your own. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to bet on spreads, money lines, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make every playoff shot count. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.